Blitz speakers now. Brian Dowling and Suzanne Kane on 98FM.
Always get confused with is the generations and the years that people fit into, right?
Yes.
So I know I'm a Gen Z.
Yeah.
Which is 1995 to 2012.
Right.
Millennials then are 1980 until 1994.
So I'm a millennial.
Are you?
Am I?
I think you're a Gen X, love. Are you not between 1965 and 1979?
No, I'm not. Who told you? Yes, I am.
I knew it. You can't get away with anything with me.
You're like, I think you're wrong, love.
I think you're wrong. And then the baby boomers are 1946 to 1964.
So what am I again? Remind me.
You are Gen X.
Gen X.
And I am Gen Z.
XYZ, this is perfect. Gen X and Gen Z.
It's amazing.
Baby boomers were born in the 40s, 50s?
Yeah, 46 so to 64.
My parents would have been baby boomers. Okay.
There you go.
Yes.
So now that we know this, because I have to check this constantly when this conversation comes up. Obviously, we said that me and you are both yappers.
We are
we
yappers.
We do for a living. I mean, we kind of have to be, right?
Yeah, I also do it privately quite well as well.
I believe every word of that. But of all the generations, which do you think are the best yappers? Which are the ones that are the best at talking?
I would say, so I'm Gen X.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Gen X are quite good. We love a gossip. But I would say Gen Zs, I mean, the bane of my life
comes out
could
on top
be a,
all of
well,
time.
I'm just thinking the Gen Zs probably have a newer, funner way of doing it, right?
Why are you speaking like that when you're talking to my generation?
Because I just feel a bit like, this is no shade to your generation. Mm. It's all very of the now, isn't it? It's all very of this and that and, you know, out with the old, in with the new. There's nothing wrong with the way we did it before. So I'm going to say, you're going to say, the Gen Zs are better at
it
talking.
It is Gen Z.
Of course it is.
The best at talking. Gen Z are the generation that find it easiest to have a DMC.
What's a DMC?
You don't know what a DMC is?
No, honey.
A deep, meaningful conversation.
Oh, God. What is wrong with the world?
That is what they are.
So if you were going to have a DMC with someone, would you forewarn them there was a DMC coming up?
No, a DMC happens quite naturally. Just with the flow of whatever
I'm rolling my eyes
is.
So much here.
I think you're learning a lot this morning.
I really, DMC, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was an actor, a pop star.
Gen Z are also most likely to spark up conversations with people outside of their generational age group. Things like history, kind of what was it like back in the day,
thank
Brian?
Thank you for asking us old people what it was like in the 80s or in 2000.
We just want to know. Now, there are obviously, you know, benefits to DMCs with people of different ages. Things like, you know, Gen Zs are trying to learn how to handle challenges and understand regrets or problems that they might run into. You go to an older member of your family, maybe, for example, or someone that you know.
I think a DMC, a deep, meaningful conversation, are good at all times because then you can really get on the level with someone. And if someone's ruffled your feathers, you can take them aside and be like, listen, this kind of annoyed me, or if someone's upset by something. So I do understand, yes.
It's a nice, open, honest, transparent conversation.
And I think it's encouraging people probably to be more honest if they're feeling a certain way.
Absolutely.
And that's always a very, very good thing.
The boomers, apparently, are the ones that find it the hardest to open up. So that's 46 to 64.
Yes, my parents' generation.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And I would kind of get
aunts
that. I think
uncles.
As time is going on, people, you know, like having the stronger conversations about feelings and emotions.
Well, it's because we're encouraged to.
Yes.
Mental health is such an important thing, and rightly so.
Yeah.
When my parents were born in the 50s, mental health didn't exist.
Mm.
Men speaking honestly didn't exist. Men had to hide their feelings, man up.
Yeah.
Whereas in this generation, and probably from us as well, that we are encouraged. The Gen Zs and the Gen Xs get it.
Yeah.
We're encouraged to be open. We're encouraged to be vulnerable as well.
Exactly.
And to have DMCs.
Yes, and find the people that you, you know, can honestly open up to, you know. Obviously other things as well that you get benefits from are like learning new skills, life hacks, and just enjoying a sense of humour as well. I find my favourite place to have DMCs. There's a few, I would say, on a walk, number one. I love a DMC in the car as well. There's something so like...
Sorry, I'm laughing when you say DMC.
That's because it's a brand new concept to you
yes,
now.
It
but
really
you get
is.
What I mean, right?
I'm going to be saying it all day.
Where's your favourite place for a DMC now?
Could that lead to an argument?
A DMC?
Yeah.
not, it's not supposed to lead to an argument. It's supposed to, I suppose, lead to like realization of the two parties.
Well, the realization of the two parties where Arthur's wrong and I'm right would probably happen in the car.
Yeah,
because
car
if the kids
right.
aren't with us, because we could get a bit loud and swear a little bit.
Yeah, it has but to then be personal.
But then there'd be a kiss and all would be forgiven. That or over a drink socially, I think is a very good thing
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely, or a restaurant, yes. or maybe just in someone's kitchen. Could be as simple as that.
But a walk's a good idea.
I love a walk as well. Sure, you and I, we have DMCs in here all the time. Our favourite place for a DMC is in the 98FM studio.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
Now, Leanne, have you heard of FOMO?
Of course, fear of missing out.
Well done, but have you heard of JOMO?
Something else of missing out.
Joy of missing out.
Joy.
So FOMO is so 2024 and JOMO is so very now. Mm. I feel quite Gen Z-ish when I say it. Thank you.
My influence.
Almost half of us get the most joy when a social occasion or a big night out is cancelled and we get to stay at home instead. That is JOMO, joy of missing out. What are your thoughts on this? You've got a big night out planned.
Mm-hmm.
It's Saturday, you're like, oh, I've got to curl my hair, I've got to pick out the makeup. You're about to start getting ready.
Yeah.
And you get a message from your friend and she's like, sorry, tonight's cancelled.
Oh, not going to lie, sometimes it is a good feeling.
It's such a nice feeling.
And I think as well, it's kind of something you secretly wish for. But always when it's someone else that cancels the plans, that is when it works out the best, because you might secretly want it,
mm-hmm.
but obviously you don't want to mess around with everyone else and think that you're a flaker or whatever.
Yes, or a bad friend.
Or a bad friend. But when someone else does it, you're kind of like, do you know what? I have no problems with this.
And I'm wondering, because I kind of thought JOMO, joy of missing out, was for like me in my 40s. But no, you're saying in your 20s.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it mainly is for nights out because of the effort it takes to get ready, to go, to get yourself
oh,
sorted.
Oh, the hair, the makeup, the
it's
outfit,
just
the Spanx. It's too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, it really is.
In a list of little wins, most people said an unexpected night on the couch was their favourite and gave them JOMO, as we know. More people get joy from staying at home than finding money they'd forgotten about in a coat pocket.
Oh, I love that moment as well. But I think the JOMO, yeah, I would get more of a thrill from.
Well, I have a little list of little wins in life. There's 10 here. I'm going to pick out my favourite.
Okay.
In at number 9, finishing a task that you've been putting off doing for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I used to be such a bad procrastinator. Mm. Everything got done when yes. I needed to, but everything could have got done a lot quicker.
Now, you know, I've been saying here the last few weeks, I want to put away my winter jumpers or my Christmas jumpers. I yes. said it to Arthur this morning. The jumpers have to go.
Mm.
He just went, okay, baby.
And when are they going to
they
go?
They need to go now.
See, you saying they need to go is not them going. You have to set a date.
That's true. In at number 5, waking up and realizing you have more time to sleep.
There is nothing better. Or else waking up in the middle of the night and you think it is almost time to get up and it's only like 11 o'clock. Or like 2 a.m. and you have so many more hours. Oh, there is nothing better.
That happened to me one time. I went to bed at like 10 o'clock and then I woke up and I went, oh, it's like 4 o'clock. It was 11:53 p.m.
This happened to you last week.
Yes.
You were telling me that.
Yes, it was such a nice feeling.
It is.
And I'm waking up now every morning at 4 a.m. and 4:30.
That's wild.
It is wild. Yes. And in at number 1 in the top 10 little wins in life, having plans cancelled.
We love this. I'm on board for it. I like those little wins. Another one that I have, and actually, this happened to me 2 nights ago. I was doing a bit of online shopping. I'm not an online shopper, but I have a wedding coming up, and then we have 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards.
Yes, that's in
soon.
2 weeks tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, it's coming up very soon. So I needed to get outfits sorted. So I was online on a website, and I have an awful habit of trying to guess discount codes on websites, so I
you're
get
putting them in.
Price off, yeah. And I will just put in like take 10, discount 10, the name of the website
work?
10. Yes.
No.
I promise you this. Another hack, right? If I can give this to everyone, but don't tell anyone this, okay? Because
give
this
it yourselves.
Is my secret hack, okay? Is guess names. So this was obviously like a women's clothing website or whatever, and a lot of them will have brand ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
So I will put in like Sarah 10, Fiona 10. I'll just start guessing.
Oh,
girls. I'll guess girls' names and like guess that they're brand
Do
ambassadors.
Do they work?
Now it worked, but I went online and I did a little Google of discount codes for this website.
Mm.
Fiona 10 was working on the website. I got the discount code.
Oh, hello. Woo-hoo! Fiona 10. Well done, you.
I know, nothing better.
You're like little Miss Marple over there.
Come here. I'm getting all the discounts.
Absolutely.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.